That's Elton John, Sad Songs Say So Much. This is BBC Radio Suffolk. It's John here with your Sunday morning breakfast programme. Very good morning to you. Good luck if you're on your way to the Ipswich Half Marathon, if you're spectating or taking part. I shall be there on the start line at 10 o'clock. Now, how do you talk to young people about issues like purpose, sadness, or finding their own sense of spiritual identity? For parents who have a very strong faith themselves, they might have very specific ideas about how to do that. But for others with maybe a more broader outlook, a new book by Suffolk author Rosie Anderson might be of interest. Songs of the Trees, Elfwyn's Journey into the Labyrinth, centres on the character Elfwyn, who whilst out in the woods finds herself walking into a labyrinth. There she meets four trees who impart their gifts to her that will help heal her sadness. It's also beautifully illustrated by the Norfolk artist and storyteller Paul Jackson. So the other week, I went exploring with Rosie to the ancient Suffolk woodland, which inspired it all.
Deep within the wood, if listening carefully, can be heard the rich, resonant and tonal voices of the trees as they sing their songs to each other, to us and to the universe. Songs to awaken our spirit, but only those who are silent can hear. For the trees are messengers for humanity, healing and supporting us when all else worldly has failed. Through their songs, each tree amplifies its qualities and virtues, communicating peace and love to the world. Listen, and we will find our answers.
This is the tree, right in the middle of the path. Wow. Three kind of prongs coming off the trunk just above my head, so maybe 8 foot or so. Well, let's measure it in big steps, shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 big steps around. It's dappled in the sunlight right here in the centre of the woodland.
We're in an old ancient oak woodland called the Thicks, which is part of Staverton Thick, Staverton Wood, and it is very ancient. It's mentioned in the Domesday Book. I've been coming here really for as long as I can remember. It's always had a bit of a mystical quality to it, and you know, people have said, oh, you must go to the Thicks because it's just beautiful. So, you know, I came years and years ago and just sort of fell in love with the place, as has many other people, artists and writers and poets and just people who love to walk.
So it was the woodland that inspired the story?
Oh, definitely. The book has been inspired particularly by the trees here and the area around it. But also the book is about a celebration for me of sort of 10 years worth of walking, actually, and just walking out in nature. So it's been quite inspirational.
This is a book about discovery, about journey, about exploration.
It's all those things. Absolutely. It's whatever the reader really wants to draw from it. It's been written as a fable, and you know, fables have a sort of an underlying message. I've tried to be, well, not deliberately vague, because I wrote it and I know what it meant to me, but you know, I hope each reader will gain something from it. You know, even at its simplest, it's just a book about a story going into woodland. It can be as simple as that, and for children, that's all it will be. And they love the illustrations. But I think for adults, they get a deeper meaning from it, definitely. So there's been a lot of interest from adults.
So your character is a young girl?
Yes, well, I'd say she's probably a teenager. I mean, that's how she was illustrated. So she has lost her sense of belonging in the world and is being particularly sad. And so she's used woods and nature to try and heal that. And that's what the book is about, really.
At the best of times, we don't like to talk about sadness, and I think it's very hard for children to understand what sadness is. I mean, they might hear terms about anxiety and depression and well-being and these words that we put around, but you have to understand about sadness. You have to understand what makes you sad and what makes you happy, and you can't really have one without the other.
You can't, and you can't really explain to a child. They will know what makes them happy and what makes them sad. It's very difficult for an adult to say, well, this is what sadness is, or this is what happiness is. It's all very personal, and I think that's the same for children. And I think, you know, with the way youngsters use technology these days, it's contributing to their sense of feeling lonely, actually. I think coming into open spaces like this is wonderful for everybody.
I mean, that's a beautiful contrast, that you can have a device in your hand that connects you with literally millions of people and sit in your bedroom and feel lonely. Mm. You can come on your own to an ancient woodland and not see a single person and actually feel quite calm and happy with your solitude.
Yes. Well, I think it connects you to something else. It connects you to something bigger than yourself.
Is there a sense of kind of personal spirituality running through the book?
Yes, most definitely. And I think... you know, that sense that we're not alone. And I think that comes out very much in the book, particularly with the poems, with the lyrical passages. Every tree that she meets within the labyrinth sings to her. The first tree that she meets is the silver birch. And, you know, the silver birch is like the lady of the woods, beautiful silver bark. When she meets the tree, the tree sings to her. Look for me in the trees, for I am there amongst the muted, glowing and dappled light. I'm there darting through the leaves, illuminating the glistening spider webs whose gossamer threads float between the branches. I am there in the crevices of the dense, gnarled bark of the ancient ones, whose leaves provide you with a rich, soft and springy carpet to walk upon. I am there in the starlike lichen on the woodland floor, and I'm there in the secretive and elusive wildlife watching you inquisitively. For I am there below, beyond, beneath and beside you. I am everywhere.
And off we disappear into the woodland, walking through Staverton Thicks near Butley in East Suffolk. Songs of the Trees, Elfwyn's Journey into the Labyrinth is by Rosie Anderson, who's based in Aldborough, and illustrated by Paul Jackson. There is a dedicated website, www.elfwynbooks.com.